I'm David Ford, and it's time for more great music on Triad Arts Weekend. The band Seven Handle Circus has been critically acclaimed as rowdy bluegrass, but you're just as likely to hear them playing an Earth, Wind & Fire classic, rapping with T-Pain and Young Jock, or performing live with Mumford & Sons. The six-piece Atlanta band comes to the Triad this Friday night for Twin City Rib Fest in Winston-Salem. Seven Handle Circus lead banjo player Colin Vinson spoke with me by phone from his home in Atlanta. It used to be that music from the big cities would find its way into rural towns, but today I'm finding a lot of young musicians, you know, in urban areas are drawing from traditional sounds from rural Appalachia and places like that. Why do you suppose that is? What's the draw for you?
I actually grew up about an hour outside of Atlanta in kind of a small town. It was definitely all around there. And I don't know, it's a lot of listening discordings our parents had and our grandparents, and I don't know, it really makes it feel like a family sort of home thing.
Was there a lot of house music over in the Vincent home?
There was a good bit. My dad raised me on the Who, pretty much, and Paul Simon and that kind of stuff. Not a lot of bluegrass, but a few of us in the band grew up pretty strictly on bluegrass. Troy, for sure, did, the bass player.
It's neat to see the successes you've all had just since 2010, and headlined at Chattanooga, the Nightfall concert series. Nickel Creek and Bella Fleck played there. Just wanted to kind of pick your brains a little bit about what that experience was like and what your takeaway from it was.
Oh, that was amazing. We've always had a blast in Chattanooga. The folks there are just so awesome to us. But yeah, that was really a very awesome, memorable experience. It was one of the bigger crowds we've played to, and they were just super warm and receptive and made it feel like folks enjoyed the music we make.
How does that help you moving forward as a band on the road, touring, or does it at all?
Well, for one, it certainly gives us momentum. You know, it makes us feel really confident in what we're doing and want to do it more. But also, shows like that can be a pretty good indicator of kind of the broader appeal of some of our music. We can kind of gauge, you know, maybe this tune we play to a more intimate crowd. Maybe this tune has a broader appeal. So
it's amazing to me that you guys have just been around since 2010 or performing together. This band, Seven Handle Circus, but just 3 years later, Mumford & Sons are inviting you guys to play with them at the Fox Theater in Atlanta. How did that connection happen? And I guess, you know, what sorts of things do you admire about that band?
For one, they're just super nice guys. They're some of the nicest people we've ever met. The way we met was actually a pretty fun story. They were playing at the Fox in the, I think it was a Sunday evening, and we were playing at the brunch spot next door that morning. They just kind of wandered in while we were playing and sat there and watched probably about 2 hours of our set. And they seemed to enjoy it, so they asked us to come play at the Fox with them that night. So afterwards, we hung out and jammed with them in the empty Fox Theater for probably 4 hours.
That's great. In the grand old tradition of jam sessions, that sounds wonderful. Well, I mean, you guys must be likable as well, or they wouldn't have hung out with you for that long. But this is a quote from Jeff, the drummer. He says, a seven-handle show is all about keeping it interesting for the audience and for ourselves. What are some of the ways that you're keeping it interesting for the band, from the band's perspective?
You know, we have a pretty eclectic musical taste, so we really like to incorporate a lot of different styles throughout the show. You know, we might play a blues tune or a jazz tune or a rock tune between a couple of more bluegrassy tunes. And we often throw in a rap song or two somewhere during the set, which keeps it very interesting for us.
That's right. You guys toured with some notable rappers or hip-hop artists not too long ago.
We've actually got a pretty strange list of artists we've played with as a bluegrass band. We opened for T-Pain recently at a Georgia Tech homecoming event. Played with Young Jock.
But Young Jock, I mean, what's the audience response like when they're coming out and you guys open? That's quite a contrast of styles.
It is. But I don't know. These days, you know, the younger folks' taste is definitely getting more eclectic. So it seems to work.
So another tune, and this is the one that I first kicked off with for you all, was Last of My Good Brothers, which is just a great upbeat party tune, drinking tune. Got a lot of coverage on Google. The title is everywhere. What's it feel like when a tune of yours takes off to that degree? And can you tell me how this tune began and worked through it?
We just realized we didn't have any great drinking songs, and that's, you know, it's always been important to a group of folks we hang out with. have a good drinking song. So it started out more kind of straightforward on the beat, and we kind of irised it up as we went. I think that's how drinking songs usually go.
I admire all my brothers who will drink with me. I aspire to outright outlast them all.
And it seemed like that kind of, you know, takes off a little bit, or people start to know it. It's really kind of a strange feeling, because, you know, the first time you're on stage and you see people singing along that you don't know personally, it's very, like, wow, how did that happen? It feels great.
The tune itself, I mean, it really sounds like a great old folk tune that's been sung for, you know, passed down through the generations, which I guess is a good sign. You will not find lots of slow-moving tunes on Whiskey Stills and Sleeping Pills, but that's okay. There are some great upbeat tunes, one right after the other, beginning with I've Been Around the World, and just a huge sound from you all, from all of your instruments blazing, but a lot of clarity in the, I'm noticing, in the vocals and harmonies, a lot of great motion with this tune as well. Tell me a little bit about it.
I've Been Around the World was kind of our first single off the Whiskey Stills and Sleeping Pills records, and it's one of my favorites to play live. But at the time, most of us were still in school, and we were just trying to figure out how to read the world around us. And so that song kind of came out of that.
Your eyes are tired, your words a little ahead. Come on now, dear, be still and rest your head.
You slow things down nicely with some great fiddle playing and mandolin work in the intro before kicking things into gear with Walking Through the Wilderness. And the hook for this tune has a distinctive pop feel to me. When you mix styles like that, is it ever a conscious decision, or how are some interesting ways that comes about?
Yeah, I'd say it's a conscious decision. Several of us in the band, Sean especially, grew up on a lot of older pop stuff, a lot of Stevie Wonder, a lot of Billy Joel. So he definitely consciously incorporates that into a lot of his songwriting, I think.
Digging ditches for the city ain't bad work if you can get it. When I can, I'll make 40 bucks a day.
You know, a lot of bands that we really admire don't have necessarily a lead singer. They have several people who trade off vocal duties throughout a record. So I just think that brings something fresh between songs, like, you know, a change that it can certainly change the tone. And for that one, it was definitely, I think, looking for a change of tone a little bit on that one.
It just seems to work so nicely. And you have a very nice authentic quality, not only to the song, but to the vocal as well, since you're the songwriter and you're going about putting together Alabama Line. How do you know when you've hit it right with that whole, you know, keeping it real, for lack of a better way of saying it, kind of vibe?
Usually you can tell if the song is written pretty quickly. It's just kind of flowing out of you, just coming out. If you have to sit and think a whole lot on all the words, then maybe you're thinking too hard. That one, I think, was written in my car in about 15 minutes.
So. Do you get a lot of ideas come to you in the car?
For me personally, that's where a lot of my writing happens, or early starts. You know, I'll get a melody or a line or a verse or something and just roll with it.
Sounds good. Well, Colin, thanks so much for taking time out to chat with me today. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
As the light from curtain's edge appears, soon I fear.
Seven Handle Circus, lead banjo player Colin Vinson. The band performs Friday night, June 6th, beginning at 9 o'clock during Twin City Rib Fest at 500 North Marshall Street in Winston-Salem. Tickets are $7, and you'll find links to more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. While you're there, you'll find links to Seven Handle's latest LP, Whiskey Stills and Sleeping Pills, which debuted at number 10 on the Roots Music Report Bluegrass Chart.
Night, we hide in dreams, far from the day.
I'm David Ford, and we'll take another short break now. When we return, it'll be world-class visual art on display for free in our own backyard, thanks to Associated Artists. And the Queen of the Night may be angry and taking numbers, but the students at the American Opera Singers Project are loving it. Next, when Triad Arts Weekend continues.